Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Okay, don't freak out.
Don't freak out.
Why would I freak out?
It's bad.
It's bad. It's really, really bad.
I'm freaking out!
Really, I'm sorry. I just don't know how to do this anymore.
What is it?
It is
Monday.
To go back to work.
Okay.
Well, that's not too bad.
Chin up. It's your time to shine.
Let's do this.
Yep, we're doing it. It's Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. Along with our executive producer, Morty, it is Monday morning at about 6:04, Carla.
Oh, yay. It's Monday.
Yep.
Yay. I guess that's better than the alternative, right?
Everybody made it through the weekend. We're all good.
Lord. What a crazy weekend of sports.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Everyone should just quit. All the losers, just quit. Give it up. Give it up, people.
Turn in your sticks and your helmet and your shin pads. And
you know, it annoys me when people get so upset. It really does.
They're very passionate,
Carla. They are very passionate. You know what, people? You try to do it. I run, and I try to do the little hop up on the curb, and generally I trip.
Yeah.
So you try to be a world-class athlete, okay?
I mean, between the football and the terrible Vegas Golden Knights loss over the weekend.
Why don't they just shut that team down?
I don't know.
I mean, just shut it down.
Well, they're leaving town, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, yes. Get out of here. Go. Get out and take your weary, as one person said. Fleury is just weary.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Not himself, man.
Oh, something
he's
happened.
He's just not playing his game. So, So, go.
These are all the couch coaches.
Yes, yes.
By the way.
Yes,
all right, we'll talk more about football and hockey and everything else in between.
Flower pop. Leave.
Throughout the morning. Well, you know, we always come in a good mood. Then when you see the Metro outside with the lights on.
And Dottie's, what the heck happened over there? Jeez.
They got the crime scene tape out there. And
I was here before that happened. Now, I had somebody approach me for some money.
Oh.
So I hope that didn't have something to do with it. I'm so sorry. I don't.
All right. Sunshine today going to be nice. Today, tomorrow, high in the mid upper 50s. 35 outside right now, even if you're walking the dog. It's a little cold outside.
It is a little cold outside.
Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
I will tell you what happened at the Critics' Choice Awards, and the Oscar nominations have been announced.
All that and a lot more in entertainment news after Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the Critics' Choice Awards went down last night. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Best Picture. Eddie Murphy got the Lifetime Achievement Award. Joaquin Phoenix won Best Actor for Joker. Renee Zellweger for Judy. Brad Pitt, Best Supporting, Once Upon a Time. And Laura Dern, Best Supporting for Marriage Story. Now, our own film critic, Jeff Howard, was there for those awards, posted some cool pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you about the Oscars a little bit later on. They just wrapped those up, announcing them.
Oh.
Golden Globes have already tapped Tina Fey and Amy Poehler to host next year's show. It'll be their fourth time. This year, I think they are one of the shows that are going hostless. I'm not sure. I'm sorry. That was Ricky Gervais who just did that. That's right. I'm sorry. The Oscars are going hostless.
Year.
Yeah.
They're going hostless. Pressure on anybody.
Nope. No pressure. There was pressure yesterday on Patrick Mahomes, and he sure handled it well. 41 unanswered points basically just came right back. Houston Texans didn't fare so well. Neither did the... what happened to the Ravens? Yeesh, my goodness. Few teams out there took a beating.
I heard that
Seattle.
The stadium, the Kansas City Stadium.
Yeah.
They ran out of fireworks.
They did. Yeah. So many touchdowns.
They blow fireworks off every time they score.
Basically, the last one was a Rip Taylor impersonator just throwing some confetti around. And some sad news on Friday that we all got. Rush drummer Neil Peart passed away last week after a 3.5-year battle with brain cancer that nobody knew about.
Mm-hmm.
He was 67 years old. The band announced it Friday. They said, "It's with broken hearts and deepest sadness that we must share the terrible news that on Tuesday, our friend, soul brother, and bandmate of over 45 years, Neil, has lost his incredibly brave 3.5-year battle with brain cancer. Rest in peace, brother. He never made his illness public, but it obviously had something to do with the fact they hadn't done anything tour-wise or anything like right. that since 2015. So, sad, sad news. He was certainly one of the best. He really was. I mean, when you... He wasn't even a drummer. You and I kind of
right.
went back. And I mean...
And wrote played, a lot of the words
yeah,
to the song.
Yeah, he wrote a lot of the lyrics to the song.
Not all of them.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
All right. More on that here in a couple of minutes. Want to congratulate first winner of the morning.
Right
10K
on.
Payday contest. Elizabeth Bean got the call from the Beasley banker. Her reaction.
Yes! Thank you! Thank you.
When she found out that she won $1,000, they asked her, what are you going to do with the $10,000 if you win the grand prize?
I'm probably going to pay my real estate taxes.
There you go. Done with that.
Okay, good for you. Good
so
for you.
So she is qualified for the $10,000 grand prize, as well as everybody else in, is who put in the word, I think
it was smile.
Smile.
Yes, smile.
You want another shot to win? Coming up less than 2 hours, 8 o'clock. Details about the 10K payday contest on our website, 96.3kklz.com.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. It wakes me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, you had mentioned the passing of the drummer for Rush.
Yes.
Neil Peart. Is
Peart.
It
it's Peart? Peart. Neil Peart.
Okay. Yeah. That's a name one of, and a lot of people
well,
pronounce
yeah,
different ways.
P-E-A-R-T, but it's pronounced Pert.
Now, there's a pronunciation that says capital P-E-E-R, little t, which
yeah.
would lead me to believe Peart.
Neil Peart. Well, I don't know. I mean, I've heard him say it in the past.
Well,
and,
to give you an idea.
Say it, but it's, yeah, it's
Peart. Genius of Neil.
Yeah.
Here's some isolated tracks from Rush, and they just they basically turn everything down except him. He's amazing. I gotta be honest, I wasn't a big Rush fan.
No.
All I know is every song is like that for him, though.
Yeah, they were
here it is.
That.
Here, hold on. I mean, every song he played was yeah. busy like that.
Yeah, they were kind of that prog rock, you know.
Yeah.
They were that sound.
Of that time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
as we were talking about the different way to say his name, yeah. Morty told me this is a comedy website, Funny or Die.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. So here's Neil with Jason Segel and Paul Rudd acting like they have backstage passes for the band.
Oh, hey, is that my sandwich?
Sid, I told you not to eat Mr. Peart's sandwich.
It's just Peart.
You sure that it's not Peart?
I think he would know.
Are you sure? Because we're pretty big fans.
Chill, man. Look, guys, it's been a long night.
Oh, tote. Where will I just got to say, though, that was such a sweet set. I was like, oh, freaking out. And the whole moving pace, right? And then when you're playing the drums, is that hard?
Yes, it's hard.
That was really funny when they did that.
Is that hard?
Yeah.
Oh,
hard?
Boy. But sad news over
yeah.
the weekend. And he wasn't
yeah.
that old.
No, 67 years old.
That's it.
Yeah.
But and even as you mentioned, a lot of people
yeah.
didn't even know he was going through all this.
Right,
but,
right.
So we lose another great
yeah,
rock
I
and
know.
Roller. So.
I know.
10K payday contest coming up soon on the station playing the hits of the 80s and more. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. Monday morning, they say it's going to be sunshine nice today and tomorrow. Out of day 57, 60 tomorrow. It's only about 35 outside.
I know. You know what? We're going to squeak through this week, and then it's going to get nicer
oh.
next week. So
looking forward to that.
Yeah. looks like spring it's going to be in the 60s. I know.
Right around the corner.
I hope so.
Just a few things we think you should know. Carla has that lined up here in a couple of minutes.
Yes, I do. Women in the workplace might surprise you what's going on.
All right. That and some other stories and things we think you should know. Coming up after Boston, More Than a Feeling.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Almost 90% of the people out there say they feel at least a little bit of anxiety on Sundays about going back to work the next day. Mm-hmm. And the average time when that feeling sets in, it's about 3:58 p.m., so around 4. Uh-huh. Around 4 in the afternoon on Sunday, you start thinking, oh, man, the average person... They say now does about 3 hours of unpaid work over the weekend, including checking emails, looking over files, sometimes even taking and making calls. And wow. That probably could apply to all of us in some way.
I'm sure.
About 3 in 10 people have already failed at dry January. Anyhow. Get nothing there? You got nothing? No,
I think I skipped a day.
Did you skip
a day? But I'm back on now.
Yeah, so it's going to be just a dry month.
Yeah.
I guess as opposed to you got to carry it into February now.
How many days is January?
Well, you guys all picked the wrong one, 31. So, yeah. Generally 28 in February, 29, you still would have gotten out of a few days if you'd done February.
For you, 32.
Yes, that's right. Perfect. That's right. Actually, yeah, I think like 35, I think.
And when I skipped, no, that wasn't embarrassing, but.
Yeah, I'll throw in an extra couple days just for that performance. And there are now more women than men in the workforce in the United States.
Oh, good. About time.
Yes, I agree. It happened once before briefly in 2010, but this time, economists, all of those people are saying it looks like it might be this way for good. I think that men, yes, would be applauding that.
You know what? I just thought about this, and it I don't know why, but my mom, who passed away very young at the age of 51.
Yeah.
She never worked.
Right.
But I don't even know what kind of job she had growing up.
Right.
I'd have to ask my sister Barb.
I wonder. Yeah, I know. My mom did some along. I mean, she was the band girl.
Right.
But she did.
Well, what does that mean?
Along the way as well. Well, you know.
Okay.
But, I mean, it was a different time, you know.
Your mom worked every... Then. I mean, you can remember her. I mean, she had a couple of jobs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, she ordered... She was like a store manager, and she ordered stuff. She did all the
buying
and
stuff
like that.
I can't even imagine what my mom did growing up as a teenager or...
Yeah, I know. That is interesting. It's something very different in this generation, obviously.
Clearly.
It is Monday, or Monday. Let's make it Monday. A few things you should know.
I texted my sisters and said, hey, do you remember Mom mentioning a job she had even growing up? And my sister Barb responded, I think she did, quote, office work.
Right. Okay.
Before she was married.
Okay.
I don't know what that, well, I guess.
Because those were our options, receptionist, secretary.
Stuff like that.
Stewardess.
My sister Sue said she knew stenography.
Oh, yeah.
That
well,
was fancy writing
was,
back then.
Yeah, it was.
And would occasionally still use to make notes for herself when we were growing up.
You know, a lot of women who did that. Stenography, shorthand, still did that when they would take notes.
My dad took shorthand.
I had to take shorthand.
You did?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't know why.
She goes, there may be a sample on that note I sent you in her handwriting.
Oh.
Or it may be, stenography might be another fancy word for shorthand. She goes, I don't know the difference.
Interesting.
And then somebody texted and said, well, your mom had a job raising a family. And
well, of course.
Yes, I know
of
that.
Of course. Touche.
And
yes,
we were
did.
Fine. And,
yes,
and so,
absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Hey, by the way, as we talk about the Vegas Golden Knights this morning, we want to read some of the Facebook posts that people did over the weekend.
We all lost it.
And read in the context of Carla Ray,
yes,
they turn out to be funnier than they actually appear.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They crack me up. It keeps me up to date.
Great music. All the other stations in the morning are pretty lame.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, this morning we were talking about the Vegas Golden Knights. They've been taking a beating, not only on the ice, but off the ice.
Yeah.
And social media, Facebook. And
yeah.
To read these.
Oh, my gosh.
They're hilarious.
They really are. You want me to start? Because I will.
Go ahead. Do you have this to censor any of?
I do.
Okay.
I do. So, and I'm going to. But this set us all off this morning, I think. After the pee-poor performance against the Kings, you would have, which should be have, though, thought, you would have thought, grammar people, they would come out guns blazing tonight. Nope. Another poop show. Why should they care, though? People give them a pass for what they did for the city. Year one, guess what? The team is gone. They need to close practice, stop the signings, and focus on the game. Another post, real talk. Fleury sucks right now. Heads should be rolling. All the monies that's been spent, unacceptable.
Oh, my goodness.
People. And this just goes on and on and on. A lot of people have said, and one guy wrote, it seems like we have more haters than true fans. You want to be a crybaby? Then be a baby shark. Snap. Yeah, and other people, you should learn the sport of hockey and quit being a whiny bee. And one guy put things into perspective. We're on pace to reach another 100-point season with a goalie who's so visibly shocked from losing his dad that it's affecting his whole game. And you're complaining? Come on, have some compassion. At the end of the day, this is just a game. Fleury lost one of the biggest things in his life, something much bigger than hockey.
Ooh, exactly.
Yeah, I'll follow that up with what's going on in Madison Square Garden after. But people, you are brutal.
No, read
Can
that
I read
now.
This?
Yeah.
Oh, you think they don't care? You think it doesn't bother the hell out of Fleury that he's not playing well? Or Marchessault, that he's not playing at all? They care. WTF is going on with the team? I don't know. I don't think they know. Vegas set the bar freaking high the first year, but this isn't the way it usually works. Closing practice, stopping players' signings. Nothing to do with what's going on the ice. You talk about a poop show on the Vegas ice? Come here to Madison Square Garden and see the rebuilding BSF-ery we have with the Rangers.
Oh, boy, those are passionate fans.
They are.
You thought
very
we were angry.
Passionate.
I like it when Morty stirs the pot a little bit.
Well, he gets involved. Jumped into most of these, by the way. But people, listen, 702-739-9636. What?
I don't know about this. This is
a team that, you know, I mean, we've talked about it before. It's a team.
Yeah.
It's a sports team.
Just
guess
what? You mean
it does.
Cancer isn't cured if they win?
No,
what?
John. You know what? You know what? Listen, learn the sport of hockey, okay? All these morons who know nothing about hockey crying about a few losses. It's not football, people. There are 82 games a season. Shut up and crawl back under your rocks.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, that was Morty, by the way.
I didn't realize there was going to be a dramatic interpretation of all this.
The best part.
Yes, there is. Exactly.
Oh. That's great. Uh-huh. Well, you know what? Let's get back on the winning track. They're on the road.
Yeah.
The good news is it's a 4 o'clock puck drop.
Love that.
So, tomorrow. Buffalo, go Knights, go. Just wrapping up some of the texts we got as we were talking about some of the posts people make on Facebook, especially after a Vegas Golden Knight loss.
Yes. Well, Mike, just a couple more. This is what happens when an expansion team exceeds expectations. Fans feel entitled and show that they know nothing about sports, especially expansion teams. Love it, though, because the same people complaining will be cheering them on when the wins come. The sky isn't falling like they think. They're just out of their element when discussing professional sports. And the last one, all of you naysayers, why don't you go buy the team, pay the salary, and make the changes? If you can't do that, then shut up and be a supportive fan.
We got Carl on the phone. Carl, wrap this thing up. Go ahead.
Yeah,
Carla's from Detroit, right?
Yes, Carl. Try being a Red Wings fan.
Right, yeah. Well, the Golden Knights started out too high in the totem pole.
Yeah.
And these fans are spoiled.
Listen, between me, Mike, who's a Blackhawks fan, get over it, people.
Yeah,
because Detroit was a dynasty when there weren't that many teams in the NHL. There was, I think, only, what, eight teams?
Six teams, but that's okay.
Way back when, and they didn't wear helmets.
That's right.
None of this sissy stuff they cry about. And then the same with Lions.
They sissified the game of hockey.
Yes, exactly.
With helmets and padding.
Helmets and padding. Grow up!
Carl, thanks for putting everything in perspective, and thanks for the call.
Okay.
That's Dad. That's Carla's uncle. Uncle Carl.
My Uncle Carl.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word, spend.
Spend. S-P-E-N-D, spend.
Spend. That's the word you need to win $1,000 right now. Text it to 45911. That is 45911. Win $1,000 and qualify for that 10K payday. Enter spend online at 96.3KKLZ.com or on that free KKLZ app you have on your smartphone, right? You have it, right? Okay, good. Spend. You have 15 minutes to text that word, spell it correctly, and make sure you pick up your phone. Maybe 25, 30 minutes down the road, you get a weird number you don't know. Pick it up this time. Might be the Beasley Banker telling you you are putting $1,000 in the bank. Again, the word spend. Text it 45911. You've got 15 minutes. Good luck.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
The Oscar nominations are out. Best Picture, Ford versus Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, Marriage Story, 1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and Parasite. Best Director, Scorsese, Todd Phillips, Sam Mendes, Quentin Tarantino, and Bong Joon-ho. That is for Parasite. Bong Joon-ho.
Mm-hmm.
Best Actress, Kathy Bates, Laura Dern, Scarlett Johansson, Florence Pugh, Margot Robbie. Best Actor, that's in a supporting role. Best Actor in a supporting role, Tom Hanks. Mr. Rogers movie, Anthony Hopkins, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci, Brad Pitt. Actor, Antonio Banderas, Leonardo DiCaprio, Adam Driver, Joaquin Phoenix, Jonathan Pryce, and actress, Cynthia Erivo, Scarlett Johansson. She's up for Best Actress and Best Supporting. Saoirse Ronan, Charlize Theron, and Renee Zellweger. You can look up the respective movies. But,
Vegas film critic Jeff Howard say normally whoever wins Best Director ends up winning Best Movie?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's been quite that way every year,
but generally been the norm.
It is. Yeah. Yes, it is. It is. He was at the Film Critic Awards last night. I did not see him on TV,
right. But
he was there. CBS working on a drama called Clarice, which is about Clarice Starling after the events of Silence of the Lambs. Jodie Foster, of course, played the character in the movie in 91. Probably mm-hmm. a little too old to return, but might be interesting. Burt Ward said something very interesting about playing Robin. He said the network had to give him pills to shrink his little Robin when he played Robin. Because he said it just because of what they were wearing,
yeah.
You know? He said, I took him for 3 days, though, and then I thought, you know what? I might not be able to have kids. I don't know. So he stopped taking them, and they had to use his cape to just cover it up. Oh. Excuse me, Robin. Jeez.
That's the problem he had doing the big problem.
That he had. Well, back then, you know, when they didn't have all the fancy costumes, they just had this is it. This is what I'm wearing, just tights.
Here, take these pills. Yeah. It'll shrink it down.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure it will. Jeez.
Is that what you want to be taking?
How about tape? How about a little tape? Apparently nobody thought of that.
Yeah, because a guy would say, oh, you could tape it?
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Just tape it.
Talk to a drag queen. Who? She will show you what to do.
Who rips it off then?
Yes.
After that.
That's right.
Oh,
Adam
my.
West. ow. Hold still.
That would suck.
Oh, Oh, it sure would. And Meghan Markle has already found a job. She has signed a voiceover deal with Disney. So they should be okay for a year or two there,
so if things
right?
don't go well at this face-to-face yeah. meeting,
yes,
she
exactly.
has something to fall back on.
Oh, poor Prince Harry. Oh, man. The wrath of Nana Lizzie. Oh, no, 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 no.
Talk about being caught between a rock and a hard place.
I know it. No kidding.
All right. You still have a couple of minutes. Text the word SPEND. SPEND 45911 to win $1,000 or to qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. You have to enter it through the KKLZ website, 96.3kklz.com, or enter it on the free KKLZ app. The word is SPEND. You still have a couple of minutes to do that, so good luck. Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
Hello, is this Michael and Carla?
Yes, Your Highness.
I was listening on your free app.
Oh.
You want to talk about...
Whoa.
Uh-oh. Hey.
Let me tell you, this Meghan and Harry...
Oh.
In this yeah. House of Windsor bullshit.
Whoa,
Queen.
Stop. I'm sick of it. Harold, bring me a swish of sweet.
Oh.
I've got to calm my heart. I'll tell you right now, all the complaining about your golden knight,
yeah.
Mark Flurry, I will adopt you. Come on over That's to sweet. The House of Windsor. We will share a Dubonnet, and I will knight you.
Wow.
Wow.
What's going
yeah.
on here? I'm sick and tired
I'm
of
sure.
it.
You're not happy.
I am not happy.
No.
Give me a larger glass. I don't want a shot.
No.
Meeting with the boy here in a few minutes.
The boy?
You go on with your show,
Thank
but
you.
I will fill you in as we progress.
I'm sure.
Wow. Wow, she's not happy.
No.
Man.
Face-to-face meeting with
yeah,
Prince Harry.
I mean, it's like shortly they're going to be meeting. Wow.
He
well,
wants
thank
to
you for
split
the
from the family, and they're calling it the, what are they calling it? Meghan Bricks?
Yeah, Markle Gate.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Well, I'm sure she'll keep in touch.
Ooh, yeah, Megxit.
Megxit, that's Megxit. What it is.
Yes, Megxit.
We'll see how that works out. All right, well, we have tickets for the Doobie Brothers to give away, plus some gift cards. From the CW. Tell you how to win that in about 6-7 minutes. Right now, it's Bon Jovi.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Good personality with some good music also. That's what I like on the radio in the morning.
All right.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
You know what? I hope the Queen calms down before they have the big face-to-face meeting.
Boy, I hope so too. Jeez.
I would even hate to face her.
Poor Harry. I know. Wow.
Mike and Carla Morning Show, 8:36. Doobie Brothers back in Vegas over at the Venetian Theater at the Venetian, Las Vegas. So we have tickets to give away. This will be for a show in February. Plus, we're throwing in a $50 Visa gift card and a CW prize pack with swag from the Kelleher Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Just a reminder, watch the last episodes of Crisis on Infinity Earths on the CW Las Vegas Tuesday night, 8 o'clock. So we're going to play a round of back and forth.
Yes.
This will be a round of back and forth. And how many out of how many?
3 out of 5.
That's all you
Three
have to do.
3 out of 5. That's it. That's it.
Okay. So we'll get through news and weather, starting with caller number 9 after we take the phone lines off hold. Be patient. Our number 702-739-9636. We have Louise on the phone. Louise, here we go. Your chance to win these tickets for the Doobie Brothers. It's a round of back and forth. Hopefully you know how to play. If you don't, doesn't matter. It's Monday.
Yes, it'll be easy. I promise, Louise.
Okay.
Louise, it's going to be Doobie Brothers song titles. All you have to do is finish the song title, okay?
Oh, jeez.
Well, I promise you.
Do you not want to go?
Are you a Doobie Brothers like fan?
Said, like what you said when you started, it's Monday.
I know.
Think, right?
Okay.
Are you a fan of the Doobie Brothers?
Yes.
Okay. I guarantee.
And I've never seen them.
Okay. Well,
this will be
your chance. All That's right. Here we go. Louise, you ready to play?
Sure.
Why not?
Yes. I know. Yeah. It's Monday. Whatever. Here we go. Another park. Another
Sunday.
Listen to the
music.
China.
Grove.
That's simple, Louise. Woo. Simple.
You got the tickets, Doobie Brothers Venetian in February. Plus, we're going to throw in that $50 Visa gift card and CW prize pack.
Woo-hoo.
Look who just woke up.
All right, Miss Woohoo.
Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick everything up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thanks.
Beasley Banker dialed up Brenda Squire. Told her she won $1,000. Her reaction?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I've been trying all morning.
And as the Beasley Banker normally does, says, hey, what are you going to do with the money?
I don't know. I can find something to do with it. Take me a little vacation.
Yeah, with $1,000?
Right? Yes.
Very nice. Brenda, along with everybody else who entered the correct code word from last hour in that specific time period, mm-hmm. also qualified. You enter it through the app or on the KKLZ website for the $10,000 grand prize. Your next chance to win, a little less than an hour from now, so make sure you're listening for that. Weird, wild, wacky news and the other news. We're going to do that after Super Tramp and Goodbye Stranger.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A 44-year-old billionaire in Japan looking for a girlfriend. After he picks someone, his first date will be a trip to the moon.
Okay, then, yeah.
Listen up, ladies, if you're interested. He's looking for the single woman over 20, but applications are due by Friday.
Get them in. Fill them out.
And this will all be a part of a reality show.
Of course it will.
That's the same guy that was giving out free money.
God, yeah, that's
right. Oh, was
right.
it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, to his Twitter followers.
Like, I can't remember how much, 10 million or something, but to like 1,000 people.
It comes out to like 9,000 something. I tweeted.
Did you do it to see if it could buy happiness? And then it was like, I did the math, $9,000? Okay.
I don't know what I tweeted or retweeted because it was all in Japanese.
But you give a million to 10 people. How about that?
That's what people were saying is that they got in late on the offer because they couldn't translate anything.
Yeah.
Because like you said, Morty. Right. It was all in Japanese. This is just wild and interesting. A giant tortoise from the Galapagos Islands finally get to retire. He gets to retire, go home. He took part in this breeding program where he ends up having 800 offspring.
Okay.
And basically saved
his
entire species.
Yeah.
Ooh, I am pooped out. I'm telling you, man, it took me like 2 years just to get to her. Uh-huh. So, jeez, I'm going.
I know we have desert tortoise here.
Yes,
I don't know if they make the same sound. I would think they would when they mate. But if you ever hear this.
That's Morty in Mike's room snoring.
That's a tortoise mating, Carla.
That's right. That's what that was.
Or it could be the same thing. I don't know. Morty, you sleeping?
We got to get to class.
You know, either way, if you hear that noise, walk away.
Yeah, just walk away.
It's my deviated septum.
Nothing here. No need to make it dirty.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh, man, that is too funny. Well, listen,
maybe
and
that's
I'm sure.
Morty mating. I don't know.
Perhaps.
Either way.
It probably is. Man.
Second date
it's been
update.
So long.
Oh, man. Hey, listen, I'm sure a lot of coaches would like to do the same thing. North Carolina basketball coach charged with assault because he beat up a heckling fan. Coach Wright's high school team, they lost their 13th game in a row, and a man started heckling him. Hey, you guys suck. What a poop show, man. This is ridiculous. Well, he literally ran into the stands and just began slugging the coach.
There you go. That's what happens.
Exactly.
You better hope we don't go on a 13-game losing streak.
I know.
I've seen Gallant fight when he played hockey.
See, that's what I'm afraid of.
He's not a nice man.
He's going to go right into the stands. He's going to take Chance with him. Jeez. Are you kidding?
By the way, a lot of people are blaming Chance for this whole thing.
I know, they're blaming Chance. It's not his fault. Oh, boy. Coach Wright was charged with assault and battery and disorderly conduct. He's been placed on administrative leave. I'm sorry.
Will he be back for this weekend's game?
You're heckling me. Yes, that's right. And isn't this is the heroism in the whole Australian, you know, their country is burning. But the Australian Navy recently delivered beer to a pub that was running dry because of the brush fires. They couldn't get their beer. So the Navy kicked in, took a break from battling the fires to drop off 20 kegs and 4 pallets of beer.
All right, we got to go now.
Yeah, exactly. We got a fire to fight. They said the town and the pub were in desperate need because the roads, you know, were compromised by the flames, so they couldn't get it. So finally, the Navy swooped in and saved the country of Australia with beer. There you go. A pint solves anything, doesn't it? It is Monday. Your other news.
We feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
As always, we like to end the show with a bit of good news, and that is all this is. Just a sweet story out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Irma Gallegos was crying in her car at Walmart, just in the parking lot, having just a bad day, when a young woman, 19, 20 years old, knocked on her window, and she rolled down her window a little bit. Yes, she handed her a box of Oreo cookies and a note that just was encouraging. It said, "I saw you upset when I parked. It's okay to be upset. You deserve to feel your emotions. Hope your day gets better." And gave her a box of Oreo cookies. And that's it. And Irma is now looking for the woman. She doesn't know who she was.
Oh.
She'd like to
thank her.
They
didn't talk after that?
No. She just handed it and said, "See ya. There you go. Here's the note. Hope you feel better." I know. At least let her thank you. Or, you know what? Yes. Let that one go viral. Right? Yes.
How does that go viral?
It's just sweet. I know it. No. Instead, we got to, you know, eat Tide Pods and make that go viral. No. Just
a simple act of kindness.
Yes. And when you're feeling down, I'm sorry, but is anything better than an Oreo cookie? No.
That's awesome.
It's very sweet.
Love it. That's why we always suggest, if you know a feel-good story or have one yourself, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Recapping the show this morning, we paid tribute, of course, to Neil Peart, drummer for Rush.
Yeah.
Passed away over the weekend, had been battling, which is amazing that this hadn't gotten out, but what was it?
Cancer. Yeah.
Found out there's more women in the workplace than men now.
Good, guys. Take it in, man. Let it happen.
About time.
Yes.
Went through some mean posts on social media about the VGK. Which
people awful. Are crazy. They're crazy.
There were more dumb posts.
Exactly.
Okay. They're on the road, and maybe that's best right now. Yes. They're in, Buffalo tomorrow night.
Yes.
Good news, they dropped the puck at 4 o'clock Vegas time, so we'll cool. watch all the time. Got a call from the Queen, meeting with Prince Harry. Yes. Not happy.
Not good.
And the mating call of a tortoise. If you're not familiar with that, especially walking around the desert, and you hear this. Just walk away. There's nothing there for you to see. All right. I think that's a morning film. Listen, Wendy Rush coming in next. 20 minutes, she'll have a new code word for you. Shot at $10,000 in the 10K payday contest. Good luck. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. We're back tomorrow.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.